Prologue. More than 10,000 enormous battleships cruised through space, bearing the crest of House Banfield. Traveling in formation, they headed straight for the enemy. Count Banfield's flotilla, my flotilla, was fearsome in both form and number, a force any thrill-seeking boy would dream of commanding. "This is my army," I thought proudly. "I've attained such power in this world." On the gaudily decorated bridge of my battleship, I leaned back in my especially gaudy seat and crossed my legs. Our targets, a group of cowardly space pirates, had already turned tail and were trying to flee from us. "My name is Liam Sarah Banfield. I may have looked like a 13-year-old kid on the outside, but I'd already lived another life before I was reincarnated here, so I had the mind of an adult. The 30 or so years of my past life hardly meant a thing in this world, where people lived for hundreds of years. That previous life had been rather unfortunate. It pained me to even think back on it. My memories were those of a foolish man who fell for a woman's tricks and lost everything. What had I done wrong? Had it all been her fault? No, it had been my fault for being so ignorant. The man I was back then naively believed goodness was a virtue and never doubted those around him. He died because of that, and what a humiliating death it was. At the very least, I learned one important thing from my past life. Living a good and earnest life earned you nothing but self-satisfaction. In any world, the strong ruled the weak. So now that I'd been granted a second life, I would become one of the strong and relish in trampling the weak underfoot. In my past life, I'd endured all sorts of misery and injustice, but now it was my turn to make others suffer. At last, my wish had been granted. Or was it still a work in progress? I hadn't yet achieved the true power I desired, but I was getting there slowly but surely. The proof was in how I was chasing these pirates right now. I was currently a count in the intergalactic Algrand Empire. To be honest, I was basically just a low-ranking noble who ruled over a planet out in the boonies. Even so, I could call an entire world my own, and I had my eyes on other planets in the vicinity that I might use to expand my domain. This was a bizarre world, far more scientifically advanced than the one I'd known, and magic existed here too. For some reason, the feudal system was still intact, and the nobles of the empire were able to do whatever they liked with their domains. It was a real mismatch. I couldn't get over the fact that there was still a rigid class system in place in a universe with such advanced science and magic. But I intended to exploit this situation to the best of my abilities. I would use my status as a noble to become a villain. No, I already was a villain, an evil lord. I'd already committed the kinds of wrongs that would never have been permitted in my previous world. Once I reached the age of 5 here, I recall the memories of my past life. Since then, I'd been developing my domain however I pleased. Developing might make it sound positive, but what I'd been doing was pretty subversive. I'd basically just forced a new life onto my people in order to realize my own goals. As for my goals, well, first of all, a villain had to be strong. Only the strong could persecute the weak, after all. To that end, I had to shape my domain into the perfect territory for an evil lord to rule over. The planet I'd inherited from my father at age 5 had already been exploited by a villain. In other words, my wish was granted before I could even act. But I couldn't let that stand. I could acknowledge my own failings, but I would never again allow myself to suffer because of someone else's mistakes. Therefore, I developed my domain to make it more affluent. At a glance, that might seem like a strange thing to do for someone aiming to become an evil lord, but it was necessary in order to achieve my goals in the long run. I wasn't satisfied with just being handed an exploited populace. I needed to do the exploiting myself. Thus, I had to begin by making my people wealthier. And, just as I'd planned, my domain grew affluent. My